Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Chavches in the third parak of Maseches Gittin in parak Kol Haget. And we yesterday were talking about Simanim d'Oraisa, Simanim d'Rabbanan. The case being that a shliach lost the get and finds it immediately, finds it with a delay. So we're actually in the middle of a sentence, but we are on Chav Zayin Mabez, and we're quoting the Brisa. So what does it mean, immediately and not immediately? If you find it immediately, then it's okay, then you can give the get, because we can assume this is the exact one that was lost, but if it was delayed, so then one cannot give it. So what does immediately mean? So there are different days quoted in the Brisa and the Gemara. Rabbi Nassan says it has to be enough time, Shasha, that there was a group that passed Vitishra, and they sat there. Vitishra, Rashi says they sat there. Vitishra is from a lashon of Shir Shetucha La'avor Shayara Sham V'Lachanos, to sit there. Tosfos, we mentioned, first wide line of Tosfos, Rabbi Natan quotes Vitishra Lashon Se'uda Kamo Sherusa, lashon of eating. Why? Because Bitosho Motziem Kaleim Kedei Lisod Chayshina Shem Enafal Mehem. It's only when people eat, that's when things fall out of their pockets and they make themselves comfortable. That's Sherusa, right? We had that lashon in the Gemara of Sherusa, comes up in the Brachas and Shabbos Gemara, where Ravashi was Batsa Akula Sherusa. Ravashi did something, we don't exactly know what that phrase means, Machlokas Rashi and the Rashba, both in Shabbos and in Brachos. Doesn't mean that he just cut a big piece of challah on Shabbos, that's Rashi, and that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, or the Rashba quotes. No, it means that he cut each one of the challahs that he used, he cut both challahs at each meal. So that's Sherusa, Batz Akula Sherusa, something to do with the Seuda, but the Machlokas Rashi, Rashba there. So here too, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, this word means. Rav Shimon Elazar says it means that as long as somebody is standing there and did not see anyone pass by, Shalosha Adam Sham, nobody delayed there. Rebbe says enough time to write the get. Rabbi Yitzchak says to read the get. Pashtus, that is just a time. It's not that are we really choshesh that it was lost and he rewrote it? Pashtus not. Maybe that's why they use those shiurim. But either way, to read it, acherim say, k'dilakoso v'likroso, enough time to write it and to read it. And then the Gemara says, v'yafilu shah, v'yishbo simanim e'idin alav. Even if there was a delay longer, but if there are simanim, then he can be meyed on with the simanim to be masherit. And again, we're talking about simanim mufhakim. Right, if it's not mufakim, then we have the shayla. And now the Gemara adds one more. Da amri nekav yishpo b'sadosa plotis. Okay, simanim mufakim. Ve'ein me'idin al simani aguf. But one cannot testify about the simanim of the document itself. Da amri arich v'gutz. It was a long piece of document. It was a shorter piece of document. That is not enough of edus, because that is generic. That is not something that, and universal, is not something that is specific. Remember, we discussed earlier, if you write a get on a longer piece of parchment and you cut it, is that a problem of mechusar ketzitza or not? That's what 2 days in Tosfos in the Mechuber Gemara. But it comes up sometimes. So it wasn't a specifically same size, right? Some of them are longer, some of them are shorter, but it is not enough of an identifying factor. Matzo kashur bekis ba'arnikiu b'tabas. If one finds the get tied to something, and you recognize the item that it's tied to a wallet, it's tied to a ring, osha mitzao ben kelav, or one finds it amongst their kelim in their own house, afilu mamaruba kasher. Even if it's a long time later, it would be kasher. Tosfos points out on top, you need both of these. You need it amongst your kelim in your house. Right, if you find it in the middle of your living room in your house, so then maybe it fell from somebody who came in. It's got to be big kelav bibeso, pirish bibeso. Tosfos says alva gav derabim mitzuyim bibeso. Even though there are many people in one's house, if it's found kelav bibeso, then we don't care that there were a lot of people, even if he's a very public figure. V'imhem nimseis bekarka hayalachas liosiv et shemon acher. Even if it's found in the house, avol bein kelav lekalamecha shema heviu acher elahu. If it's found in your desk, all your other papers, then we're not worried that it came from anybody else. Again, we have to have very strong evidence here. We're talking about being matirinacious ish, right? Even if something seems like it is probable, but probable is not enough in our case, and that's why you need kalov and in the bias. Itmar, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. Here says the name of Shmuel, Halacha Shalosha Adam Sham. That's the sheet of the Yehovah. Like, Rabbi Chana Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Halacha Shelo Avar Adam Sham. So didn't stay there or didn't pass by there. Leim Amar Halacha Kamar Omar Halacha Kamar. Why do you have to quote the content of the Shitos? Just say, like you hold like so-and-so, the earlier Shitos. Answer, Mishum Da'afchi Lahu. They weren't sure who said what. There are some versions that the opposite Shita said the content, and therefore they wanted to make sure that you knew what the Shita was. Right, they didn't just get a mistake with the name, and therefore they said the content as well. Right? This reminds us of the idea that some Svarim say that we should always judge the Shita based on what the Shita is, not always focusing on who said it. Right? These Tanaim said, these Amaran, I'm not worried about who said it. Right? This is the Shita. Focus on the content. Right? This is what's written in the Hakdama of the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni, in the Hakdama to his Sefer on Chumash, wrote a poem, a two-page poem. That's the how he introduces his Sefer. All based on Psukim, obviously, but it's a poem that's understandable. He says, "Va'alna yedabru bi'alufei ha'abirim." Don't talk about me, ba'asos sa'ir kamoni sefer al svarim, that I'm writing a book. Be'kankan al yistaklu v'yisboninu, ela b'mashe yatsa mimenu. Don't look at the kankan, look at what's in it. Yesh kli miskein rush v'nikle u'mechu'ar, asher yimatze bo dvar chachma mifo'ar. You can have a broken, rusty kli, but there can be some good stuff in it. Halo zer shel aron adayin munachu, lifnei kol mi asher yirtze lavo litzlehu. Right, the crown of Torah is up for grabs. And then he says, Chein v'seichel tov yimtzu'u b'nei elokim v'adam, v'yan matzasi pirushim, yesh dvarim bahem, asher lo nikra shem aviyem aleihem. Some people didn't quote their forefathers when they quoted a pshat. Gam b'sifrei ha'achronim, nimsa midivrei harishonim, v'yesh lo porat magidam v'lo noda miyaladam. Some people, they didn't say who they're quoting or where the idea was born. V'gam anochi chizkiyahu isha miskein hinei sadi b'shchakim ein sidra asher ein bad midivrei tzadikim. Everything I'm quoting in my sefer is based on earlier sources, but I don't exactly know all the sources. V'lachein kil yosai ya'atsuni v'gam libi mala'ani. My kidneys and my heart have told me. Mizakeinim es bonan sotmei ha'mishnah leval ekach achareyem bashna. Look at the Mishnah. Many Mishnayos are anonymous. L'chasos motza hadvarim. Mechadal hashmiyam yachad. Milahadar mikaton gadol. Pentiyeh chachmas hamiskenim bizuya. Sometimes if I quote something and somebody's going to think, oh, who he said that? I'm not even going to read it. Pentiyeh chachmas hamiskenim bizuya. V'divrat ha'ashir lefne gdolim nechuya. He says, "Emes nitnu meiroa echad." It all came from Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore, judge. I'm not going to quote anybody. That's why the Chizkuni does not quote anybody. Doesn't quote sources. He just quotes midrashim and other ideas. But he says at the beginning, part of it is because I want you to judge the shita. I don't want you to judge specifically who is saying it. It's also mentioned by the Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Tamima, in his Pirush on Allah on the Siddur on the first page. What does he talk about on the first page? Matovo Alecha Yaakov, Mishkosech Yisrael. Isn't it amazing that we start off our Siddur, Modani, but Matovu, with the words of Bilam HaRasha. Right, the first thing many Jews say in Shul every day is the words of Bilam HaRasha. So he says, this is exactly the point also, that one has to focus on what is said and not only who is saying it. And he says, maybe that's even a deeper idea of Haroa Es Hanolad. Don't look at the molid, look at the nolad. Look at the item, at the topic itself. Kfar kasabnu betam kol yonam ela. Shavu bishe mekoram heim mimishahem, ach bepnei shehem dvarim amitiyim, vo ha-emes eino zekuka liyachas omra. Yuchalios mishahu. Right, if it's you have the truth, you have the truth. That's what the Rambam quotes from Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh. Shekol davar shen is galet tamo, v'noda amitato. If anything you know is 100% true, b'rayos she'ein bohem dofi, anu somchin ala isha amran o shalimdo al pi harayo shegila, yiyeh misha yiyeh, says the Rambam in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh. And therefore he says, efshel afarish aroes anolad, regilim ala lahavin, to know what's in the future, but I think this is another idea. L'muvan acher, ki kisharoe o shomea adam dvarim v'inyanim shonim, yivaker v'yarichos amitzad erech atzmam, im tovim heim im o refuyim. Judge them based on what they are, v'lo yarichos amitzad erech omrehem. Obviously, if there's a great Gadol Hador that says something, we have to give it more significance. But just because someone who's not the greatest Gadol Hador, if we learn it from them, right, Ezeo Chacham Alobin Mikol Adam, and that's his emphasis here. Right, and that's exactly what our Gemara says, that these Shitas weren't so concerned with who said it, but they were just concerned with what was said. And they wanted to get that across, and that is why they just said the Shita and didn't quote any of the earlier Shitas. Who we actually paskin like is a discussion here. If you look at the Rambam is has a very challenging sheet to try to understand. The Ravid already argues. The Rambam seems to quote both. The question is, what exactly does the Rambam mean? The Rambam here in Gerushin in Perek Gimel Halachates, he said, so what happens if you lose a get? How long do you have in order to use it, and it's still kosher? So the Rambam seems to quote both Avar and Shaha, and that's what the Ravid jumps on. Hamevi get v'avad mimenu v'umatzo. Right, you lost a get, then you find it. As we spoke about it last time, if you find it in a place where there aren't people passing by often, even if you find it much later, remember we said yesterday the name of Rabba, you need both, you need in the city, and you need Shayaros Mitsuyos. So if the Shayaros are not Mitsuyos, people, this isn't such a public thoroughfare, you assume it's your get. But what if you lost it in the street? Nobody stay there. So then, if you found it in Shayaros Mitsuyos, if nobody was shasham, then fine. But then the next halacha.
If you have Shnei Yosef and Shimon, the other
Reyosa, maybe it's from someone else. Hoil the Avar Adam Sham. Since someone could have passed by there. The Avapi Shalo Shaha, even though he wasn't Shoha. So the Rambam is Bechalik between Huchzak Yosef to Yosef and Shimon's and Shayaros Mitsuyos. Right, if you have Shayaros Mitsuyos, then he paskins the Shaha Adam Sham, and if it's Yosef and Shimon's, Avar, the Ravid says, Bilbul ani roekan. I see a bilbul. The Gemara wasn't machalik in such a way. He quotes, he says, Kemeduma li shalokivin hu lazea pirush, and the Kesem Mishnah, and the Magen Mishnah, and all the Mepharshim try to figure out exactly what the Rambam means, but just to be, make it clear that the Rambam is not so clear in terms of what he paskins in this Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Last couple of lines. Matzo b'chafiso b'deloskema. So the Mishnah had said, if you find it in a type of covering, a chafisa, a package, we mentioned from the man, dakma chuspas, it was in a nice neat package. So if you find it, so then if you recognize it, it is kosher. And we have the machlokes there on the Mishnah, Rashi versus Rashi on the Rif, whether makiro is going on the kli or not. Right? Is it three separate ideas in the Mishnah, or is it Makiro is going on the Chafisa Duloskema? That was a machlok as we saw yesterday. So my Chafisa, Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Chemes Ktana, it's a small skin jug. My Duloskema, Talika Desavi. It's a type of box that are used by the elderly in order to keep their items in. So that's little containers that the Mishnah was talking about. Okay. Next halacha of bringing the get. Last time was if it was lost. Hamevi get v'inichu zakein ochole. Somebody brings a get, and the mishaleach was left as an elderly man or a sickly man. So the question is, takes a few months to get to the isha, let's say. Could we assume he's still okay? Could we assume he's still in the land of the living? Right? Actually, Eretz Achaim is a euphemism for maybe the cemetery too. But could we assume he's still alive? So, notin labacheska shukayim. Yes, you could assume, even if a person was sick, even if a person was old, you could assume that the person is still alive. Let's read the whole Mishnah, and then we'll comment. Bas Yisrael, not only does it apply by gittin, but it also applies to truma. Bas Yisrael hanesuah lakohen, v'halach b'ayla l'mdina sayam. You have a woman who's married to a kohen, her husband goes to the sea, and the Tosfot points out, she has no children, because if she has a child, then she could eat truma, because of the child, it doesn't matter what happened to the husband, but if there's no children, so then, ocheles b'truma v'cheska shukayim. You could still assume that he is alive in this case, even if he was chola or zakeh. And third, Hasholeach Chatasim Midinas Hayam, if somebody sends their carbon chatas from far away, you could assume they're still alive. Makriven osa b'cheska shu kayim. Right? If the Baal has died, then it becomes one of the five chatos mesos. Halach Moshe b'Sinai. The Mishnah tells us, I think in Me'ilah, that you have to just leave it and till it dies. Chatos mesos. So here, you don't have to assume that the husband died, the owner died. You can assume that he's alive. In all of these cases, the Shilti Giborim here in the back, on the side of the Rif, on Yud Dalim and Aleph on the Dafei Arif, has a distinction. What type of choli are we talking about that you could assume that he's still alive? V'cheinir ve'enai shelo amru b'chola b'cheskas kayam ela b'chola bidei shamayim kigon tzinim upachim v'chayotze b'hem. If it got sick from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when you could assume that the person is still alive. Aval im huka al yidei adam bechadre bitno o shenifsa mocho shenazet trefa o suffik trefa. But if it was huka al yidei HaKadosh, by a person, right, it wasn't a sickness that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. If it was by another person that smashed someone else, choshishin alav shemames v'hariz a suffik kimavuar. He's machalik between different type of sicknesses. Chole bidei shamayim, you can assume the person's still alive. But chole bidei adam, you have to assume that he might have died. So that chilek comes up elsewhere, but usually not as lamaskana. Comes up as a havamina. Tosfos has it as a havamina. If you look in Tosfos and Baba Kama, in the sugyas of Refua, in the 8th parak, in parak Achovel, the Gemara there quotes the famous line of Arapo Yerape, Minanta Shinita the Rishus Larofi Larapos, the Rishus given to a doctor in order to heal, and the Gemara says that I might have thought, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you know, if somebody's sick, so that they're sick, and so the Kaddish Baruch Hu would make them better. So that's why the Rishus is given. Tosfos there, V'im Tomar, Baba Kama Pei Hei Amad Aleph. V'im tomar v'ha mirapo luchudesha minon le. What do you need the double lashon of rapo yirape? Right, just one. V'yesh lomar. No, if you wouldn't have had the double lashon of rapo yirape, hava amina hani mili makibidei adam. You might have thought that you're only allowed to heal a maka that was inflicted by a fellow man. Aval choli abo abidei shamayim, kishemirape, nirek kisoser gzeiras hamelech. Unbelievable, Havamina. Says Tosfos, if you would have thought, if the Torah wouldn't have said, Verapa Yerapa, you would have thought, Hashem makes you sick, you can't try to get out of that. This is your destiny. Davin! HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you better. So I would have thought that you can't go to a doctor if it was a Choli Midei Hashem. Kamash Malandashari. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. No, even there, you're allowed to go to a doctor. So that's the Tosfos, the Havamina, the Yigmi Machalik, between Midei Adam and Midei Shemayim. Masha'enke Tosfos says Kamash Malan both. And the Eben Ezra also says this. There's an Eben Ezra in Navi that talks about Sosek Zeres Melech. He quotes it in Tehillim. Eben Ezra Tehillim talks about it. This is all related to the Ramban. Probably the most famous source related to this is the Ramban and Bechukosai, who some read as saying that you're not allowed to go to a doctor. Like the Havamina of what Tosfos quotes here in Baba Kama. You can't go to a doctor. That's what the Ramban says if you look in Bechukosai towards the end, on the Pasuk, Manasati Mishkanei Bisocham. The Ramban says, if you skip the first couple of lines of the Ramban says, Kibiyos, actually, he says, Abal Hadoresh Hashem Benavi Lo Yidrosh Berofim, Uma Chelik Lerofim, Bebeis Osei Ratzon Hashem, Achashivtiach Uberach Azlach Leves Bemecha, Trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ilu lo ayadarkam berefuos yechla adam kfi asher yi alavon eshcheto v'yisrape beretzon Hashem. And that's the... And what about the Gemara? Mikan reshus nitan lerofi lerapos. That only means the reshus was given, but not that the person should go to the doctor in the first place. If somebody comes to you, you have a chiyuv to heal them. But not that that's a lechachila. But it is pretty clear, most achronim, Rav Ovadia writes this in a tshuva, and the Tzitzel Yezer and others all say, you can't start reading the Ramban in the middle. You got to start reading it from a couple of lines earlier, where the Ramban is clear that where is he saying this idea? At a time when we're governed by Nevuah and Nisim and miracles all over the place. So then you could say that if there's Saras, the Gemara never says, when you have Saras, go to a doctor. He says, go to a Kohen. Why? Because that's obviously a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the days of Nevuah, so you could say all sickness is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Bizman Hazeh, Bizman Hester upon him, of course, person is obligated. There's no question asked All the poskim say you have a chiv to go to a doctor. It doesn't matter what type of illness it is. And that's why most Rishonim that we know of were doctors. Says the that's what the first few lines. Ki biyos Yisrael shleimim v'heim rabim lo yisnai yinyanim b'teva klal v'lo begufam v'lo ba'aretzam v'lo bechlalam ad shelo yitztarchu l'rofe ulish tamer b'derach midarkei refuos ki ani Hashem rofecha v'chein hayu atzadikim osim izman hanevua v'chulu, and he continues. But obviously it is not meant, the poskim say, bizman hazeh. Yes, there are stories of Vilna Gaon when he was very elderly. They said, should we get a doctor? He says, no, just get me the Dubna Magid to give me Musar. Okay, the Gro was different. The Gro did a lot of things that were not normative behavior. But this is the Shulchan Gibbarim right here, the Chilik mentioned in Tosfos and Baba Kama, the Ramban, and others. But Lomaisa, the Gemara, is not Machalik between different types of sicknesses, notwithstanding that Shulchan Gibbarim. Vaiter, says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Lo shanu, when do we say that you could assume cheskas chayim? Elazokin shlo igia legvuros. We're talking about a zokin that did not reach gvuros. Was gvuros? Vim begvuros shmonim shana. David HaMelech says, right? David HaMelech did not make that. David HaMelech made it till Yemesh Rosin Shivim shana. But lo zokin el shlo igia legvuros. When do we say you could assume cheskas chayim? That's only if somebody has not reached 80. V'chole, or a chole, sherov cholem l'chayim. Right? And only by a chole, because rove of the sick people in the world become alive. Right? Rashi says of the word on v'chole, Rashi says, o chole, o chole. What is he emphasizing? The Chassam Sofer is saying that he's emphasizing that if he is both, what if he's chole and zakein? So then says the Chassam Sofer, maybe there you would not be able to rely on the Cheskas Chayim. Because, right, each one by itself, only 80 and only Goses, as we'll see in a second. But separately, so you say, Kusum Chayim. But maybe that's Rashi's emphasis here. He's trying to emphasize that it's Zakein O Chole, that's what you could assume is Chayim. But what if a person is Chole and Shivim? So then he said, the Chassam Sofer says, maybe that's what Rashi is emphasizing, then you would not be able to rely on Cheskas Chaim. And the Amshul Shlomo here argues. He says, no, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you have two, that both of them, there is no Reyesa, so put them together, there's still no Reyesa. That's the, but either way, the Rabbi says, so Zakin or Chola, you assume Chaim. Aval Zakin shehigia legvuros, but a Zakin that has reached 80, the Goses, Sherov Goses in Lemisa, and a Goses, someone who is in the throes of death, the Goses is not a Shchiv Meira. Goses is further along in the process. Goses is Mamish Atat, he's about to die. Shchiv Meira, he knows he's in his final illness. He can feel it. But it's not Mamish about to happen. Goses, it's about to. So Rov Goses in Lemisa, Lo, so then in that case, you cannot assume that the person's still alive, and therefore, he cannot give the get. At the Bimachmir, you cannot give the get, you're not sure. Eisvei, let's do a little more, and then we'll talk about halacha lemaisa in this. Eisvei abaya hamevi get v'inichu zakein. The brisa says, abaya asks, somebody brings a get v'inichu zakein, afilu mei ben mei ashana, even if he's 100, knows la b'cheska shukayim. You can assume he's still alive. It's a kasha, we just said, if somebody is 80, it's not good. So tiyufta, either it's a tiyufta, this is unusual. Usually tiyufta is a knockout punch. Here, tiyufta, either it's a big kasha, viba yisema, or this is another answer. Kivan de iflig. You're right, 80, you're not sure. You know, you have to assume b'cheskas that he's not alive. But once he's so much older, you have to assume he's got special siyata d'shmaya. If he's so much older, and therefore, you don't have to assume that he died. Because you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him, wants to give him arichas yamim. And therefore, only there, kivan d'iflig giflig. What's the cutoff point? 80 is, according to this, once a person is 80, he doesn't have a cheskas chayim. Once he's 100, he's got a cheskas chayim. So what's the cutoff point? So Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Iflig, ve'enu kashar adam lios karv lamos, ava ben shmonim ve'achas o yoser ad tishim karv lamavesu. 90. Rashi says 90. Through the 80s, so he doesn't have a cheskas chayim. But once 90 and above, he does. If you look again in the Shulchan Gibbarim here, the Rama, or the Tosfos Rid quotes it in the bottom here. Tosfos Rid says 100. 100 is muflag. Kivan to iflig iflig. Right? That's the cutoff point. 80 to 100. Not 80 to 90. That's the chilek machlokas Rashi and the Rama. It's amazing to one specifically related to this, and then we'll there's two important, interesting discussions here. The Rosh, the Rosh in Moed Katan. No, the third parak in Moed Katan is all about Hilchos Avelos. 100 simanim of the Rosh in the third parak. So there, the Rosh quotes relating to this halacha. Says the Rosh, Tzad in 97, Simon Tzadi Zayin, the fourth to last one. He quotes, Hagosis Haru Kachai L'chol Dvarav. As we know, Hagosis is considered a chai, meaning you can't do anything to Hagosis. Even though if you don't know what happened, you have to assume that he might have died. But at the moment, you're not allowed to touch him. If I do anything to Hagosis, it's called murder. Maisa b'isha achas, says the Rosh. Shaisa rechoka mibayla. Mahalech dalad yamim. She was 4 days away from her husband. Uba'u v'higidula hinachnu as ishech goseis. We left your husband and he was a goseis. 4 days later. Behora la rabbeinu meir. The Rama paskind shetis abel. That she should sit shiva for him. To Omar beperakol aget. The Rama paskin that way, not only be choshesh and therefore don't give the get, but be choshesh and sit shiva. The Rama paskin. V'hada amar. He quotes Edim, another case, as we said, if there's a ghost in front of me, I don't treat him like a dead man yet. But if I left him as a ghost, says the Rama, I have to be nervous that the person died, and therefore the person should sit shiva. The Amshar Shlomo here in our Gemara quotes that Rama, and he says, look what you see from that Rama. Taha, Mikabakam Nira, Taladafka Kamashu Mace, Ela Khashvinan Bavadai, Umutaras Lihisiabim, Akar Bez Gimel Yamim. You can even do Yibum, not only sit Shiva. Okay, what does it hurt? There's no downside. The after Shlomo says, he can sit Shiva. Vigamke materially nase call Isha. Right, he could get remarried. Hecha, Sheyesh Adim, Sheinichu Oso Gosis, Varminan. So we're able to say that he died. It's not just a suffix. The fact that he said, we pasken suffix avelos lahakel, and he still was machmer there, it must be that we assume it's a vadai. We don't assume it's a suffix. If he's in front of us, then we treat him like somebody who's alive. But if not, we assume goseis is vadai, and therefore, he would sit shiva, and the woman will be able to get remarried. Unbelievable. Okay, that is one. The other discussion, you know what, I'll just mention it. Tosfos, we had a shiur about this a number of years ago. Tosfos mentions in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Zayin. Tosfos discusses there whether a person is allowed, we discuss in the context of a shiur, could a person do mitzvahs when he's sleeping? Right, if somebody's sleeping, am I able to be Mekayim Mitzvahs when I'm sleeping? It doesn't come up that often. I can't shake a lulav when I'm sleeping. I can't put on tefillin when I'm sleeping for various reasons. But where do you have concepts that it could be where I was sleeping? So can I bring could a carbon be brought on my behalf when I'm sleeping? Let's say I live in Chutz Laaretz, and the Kohanim are going to bring it first thing in the morning, and I'm still sleeping then, right, in the time zones. Is that a problem? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses this, but if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin, even if one is sleeping, they're not mufka for mitzvos. The Gemara there has a line about whether you compare someone who's a shote to somebody who's sleeping, and Tosfos there says, lav legamri ki yashen, the yashen chazi afilu b'shakshu yashen. Really, a sleeping person is roy to do mitzvos. How do you know? From our Gemara. Our Gemara, he quotes, Tosfos there quotes, if you send your chatas from Medina Sayam, makriven also b'cheska shu'kayam. You assume the sender is still alive. V'lo chayshinan sheme yashin b'shas hakrava. What if they're sleeping? Fine, he's alive, but maybe he's sleeping. Ela klomar, he says, it must be that sleeping is not a problem. So you're not mufka for mitzvahs when you're sleeping. And Tosfos proves that from our halacha here, that the Gemara is not choshesh for that. Again, it's a large topic, but Tosfos quotes our Mishnah related to that. Continuing. Rami le Abaye le Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba the following. Tanan, our Mishnah says, HaMevi gevi nichu zakin achol anosin labachas kashukayim. So in the world of Hilchas Gittin, you can assume the person is still alive. V'raminu. But what about from the following Tosefta? Hareze gitech sha achas kodon lemisaso. A person says, this is your get a moment before he dies. Right? He doesn't know what's going to be with him. So this is her get a moment before he dies. He doesn't want her to be an almana. He wants her to be a grusha, so you don't have to worry about yibum. Asur lechol b'shuma miyad. She cannot eat shuma immediately. Because we always have to be worried that maybe he died. And the guy wasn't a gozesir. It's a regular person, a healthy person. So why over there by truma are we nervous about death? And here we're not. So Gemara says, Amalei answers Rabba, truma gitin karamis. You're asking me two different halachas. Truma efshar. By truma, there's plenty other food to eat. So that's why there's no, just be machmir. I'm not saying mi ikra din possibly, just eat chulin. So don't eat truma. Get lo efshar. But get what she's supposed to do. Is she divorced? Is she not divorced? She has to know. She can't be living in limbo. And therefore, this is the halacha. The Gemara is clear. So the Gemara says, but 1 minute, Barabi Truma Truma. Okay, so why don't you just ask from the next line of the Mishnah? Tosfos notes that this is an obvious question. Right? Tosfos says, our Mishnah is about get and Truma and Karban. So the Gemara asks it from the word, the first line of Gittin. The Gemara says, oh, what are you comparing Gerushin and Truma for? Oh, and so the next line of the Mishnah is about Truma. It's pretty obvious. Tosfos says, this is the Derech of the Gemara. Even if we know that the next line is going to ask from the next line of the Mishnah, so Tosfos in the little Tosfos Truma. Tema v'chilohaya yodeya hametaritz. Masnisa de Truma. V'ikak shi Truma Truma. V'yishloma shakin derech hashas. Shinechoshi shel hametaritz kushya shemak shelo. It's a lead up, you're right. It's obvious, but it is a lead up. So the Gemara says, fine, Truma and Gittin is not a distinction. It is a distinction, but let's ask Truma Truma. Just one other word in Rashi. Rashi here says, why is get lo efshar? What's lo efshar here? Rashi is get lo efshar. Lemecha shlemisa. It's impossible to be nervous that he died. The chayisht ein locha sholeach get leishto v'hein agunos. There won't be any shlichos, they'll all be agunos. So ask the Rishash, what does Rashi mean? Either she's an almana or a grusha. One of the two. Right? So what's the difference? Why should she be an aguna? Right, what's the deal? So we had a couple of days ago, maybe aguna doesn't always mean aguna. We had the Rashi and the Rashba, but here it sounds like after the Rishash, what are we nervous about? So says the Rishash, maybe there are other cases. It's not so simple. What if there is a Yavam Katan, right, and she's stuck for a decade until he gets older? There are other cases that it's not so simple that you don't just say, there's a Gadol Yavam that's in Medina Sayam that can't do Chalitza now. So there are cases that could still be problematic in Libra and Aguna, even if you know she's either an Almana or a Grusha. In any case, so now we ask from the next line of the Mishnah. V'rami Truma Truma, fine, ask from Truma onto Truma. Tanan, the Mishnah says, in our Mishnah, Bas Yisrael Hanesu Ala Kohen, V'ala Baila Midas Ayam, Ocheles B'Truma Chazka Shukayim, you can assume he's still alive. V'raminu now ask from that Tosefta. Hariza Gidah Shalachas, Kodim Misaso, Asur Lechol B'Truma Miyad. So, Truma Truma, why in our Mishnah we're not worried that the guy died? And over there, the Tosefta, we are nervous that he died because the get is immediate. So, three answers. Answer number one, Amar of Ada Beredra of Yitzchak, Shiny Hasam. There, and that Tosefta is different. Shahare Asra Alav, Sha'achas Kodemisaso. Not exactly sure what this means, the Mefarshim say, but let's assume it means there it's different because he asked a minute before he died. What does that mean? Rashi seems to say nobody's going to live forever. So at every moment, remember, this get is a get even while the person's alive. So, and everybody's going to die at some point, so that's why this is different. In the earlier case, in our Mishnah, you have to assume he already died in the past. So he already died in the past, so that's, and something has to happen after death, so that we don't have, the halacha doesn't recognize. But here, it's when the guy's alive still, and everybody's going to die in the future, and therefore, that's why it is a different, right? Rashi says, la'olam lo chayshina l'misa. Really, we're not worried about misa already occurring. V'shayni hacha, shari asra mechayim shoachas kodem misa so. Here, something's going to happen during his life. V'chol shayta ika l'svuke, v'yahi shayta shasita le'aser. Right, every moment might be that moment before death. So this isn't chashinan lamisa, this is chashinan to the moment before, so that could be halachically different. Good, says the Gemara, Maskev Lara Papa. But 1 minute, you're right, everybody's going to die, but who says he's going to die first? Mimai de'ihu mayis bereisha. Dilma ihi mayis bereisha. You're right, there's chashash that he's going to die, but there's a chashash that she's also going to die. She's also going to die at some moment, so it might not ever be a get. So why do we have to assume in every moment? So El Amar Abaya. Abaya gives a second answer. What's the chilek between our Mishnah and the Tosefta? It's a machlokes tanoim. Lo kasha, ha, Rebbe Meir, de lo chayesh lemisha. Rebbe Meir is not choshesh lemisha. Ha, Rebbe Yehuda, de chayesh lemisha. Rebbe Yehuda is choshesh lemisha. Which machlokes? De tanya. The Raisa says, right, we have this just a couple of days ago in the Brera Sugyas. Said this is quoted in 10 places in Shas. Right here, de tanya. Halokech, yayin ben akusim. Somebody buys wine from the Kusim at a time when they were still Naaman, or they were always Naaman in this regard, and he cannot be actually be Mafresh Shumas and Maisus right now. Maybe it's right before Shabbos, maybe he doesn't have a Kli. So what does he do? He says it B'dibur. He's Mafresh B'dibur. Omer, Shnei Lugin, Shani Asil Afresh, Arein Truma. The two Lugin, the two out of 100, the 150th that I'm going to take off is Truma. Asara Maiserisha. The 10%, or the 10 afterwards, which is not exactly, it's 9.8, right? 10 left afterwards, Maaser Rishon. Tisha Maaser Sheni. Umeichal v'shosem miyad. And we had a machlokas. What does meichal mean? Drink it, or machalel. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Dibur b'meir. Meir says you're allowed to do this, and we're not nervous that the bottle is going to break. That the barrel is going to break. We're not worried about Shema. Something's going to happen. So the Gemara is comparing that so too, Meir is not choshesh lemisa. He's not worried that a person's going to die. He's not worried that a barrel is going to break. And that's Rabbi Meir, and that is our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Osrin, they say no. Shemi Baka Hanod, maybe the bottle's going to break, barrel, and they're so too. They're worried about Shema Yamos, so Machlokes Tanam. The Yerushalmi, at the beginning of Yuma, asked an interesting question. According to the opinions that were not Choshesh, the person's going to die, Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, so why do we have to have a separate wife of the Kohen Gadol, Hufrash, just to be safe? Because we know the Chiper Ba'ado Ba'ad Beiso Beiso Zuishto, you have to have an extra Kohen Gadol's wife waiting in the wings. An extra Kohen Gadol you have to have just in case he becomes Tame. So Tuma is always could be. But death? So the Mishnah sounds like you have to be nervous. You have to have an extra wife. So according to that opinion, how does it fit in here? In Choshishin. So Yerushalmi says, Shaini, Chshasha de Yachin, Me Chshasha de Rabim. Individuals, the stakes aren't as high. So there, we don't have to be worried about it. And Meir says, over here, we're not worried that the barrel's going to break or that the person's going to die. But the Kohen Gadol, getting Kapara for Klal Yisrael, that you gotta take extra precautions. And therefore, Chshasha de Rabim, the need for a Rabim, we go above and beyond, even if Meikara did in other contexts, we wouldn't be choshesh for it. Okay, that's number two. Number three, third suggestion, the chilek, again, the stira, our Mishnah, we're not worried about the guy died, and in the Tosefta we are, Rava Amar, Shema Meis, lo chayshinan, Shema Yamos chayshinan. We're nervous that maybe the person has died, but we don't have to be choshesh that he will die. Right, that's the chilek. Shema Meis, our Mishnah is about the past. Why? So we're not worried. Why? Because there's a Cheskes Chaim. Cheskes Chaim is about the past. What is a Chazaka always? Whatever was is whatever is. Chazaka doesn't usually go into the future. We don't say whatever is what will be. Right? Whatever was to is. Past to present. That's how Chazakas work. And that's what the Gemara is saying here. Shema Meis lo Chayshinan, because there's a Cheskes Chaim. Shema Yamus Chayshinan, and we don't have to assume anything in the future. Armalei Ravada Bar Masa L'Rava Vaha Nod Dikishema Yamosu Pligi. You're telling me that everybody agrees to that distinction? But Rabbi Meir's case of the barrel that we just had is a case of the future. And there's a Machlokas there. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, they all say Shema Yamus, right? Shema Yivka. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Midiskarta, Shiny Node, the Efshar, the Masar, Lele Shomer. A barrel is different. You could give it to somebody to guard, right? If a Kaddish Baruch Hu says it's time, right, for the person to come join him, so then there's nothing that you can't guard that. Remember, Shlomo HaMelech thought he could get out of it. Remember that great Gemara in Sukkah, where the Shlomo HaMelech saw the Malach HaMavest and he looked really sad. And he says, Malach HaMavest, what's the matter? He says, you see those two guys over there? Those two scribes of yours, I need to get them, but I can't figure out how to do it. Shlomo says, really? He quickly calls the head demon, the head shade, and sends these two scribes all the way to the city of Luz. Remember, it's Luz in Sota. And after, because Luz, nobody died in Luz. So he's getting them in, and as they get to the gate of Luz, they drop dead. And the next day, Shlomo HaMelech sees the Malach HaMaves and says, and he's looking very happy, he's smiling, he's like, what's going on? He says, you know what? I couldn't figure out. I only had rights to kill these two people right outside of the gate of Luz. And I couldn't figure out how to get them there. Baruch Hashem, thank you. You helped me out. And, you know, that's Shlomo HaMelech realized. What does Shlomo HaMelech say right after that? Ragloi, the Gemara says. The Gemara starts off with the same line as it ends with. Ragloi debar inish inan arvin bay. The legs of a person are his arev. I've got the exact lashon. Ba'asar di yispun kamei shama yochun something. Right? That the wherever he's there, he can't run out of destiny. So that's the Gemara here. The Gemara here is like, you can't, you can put a shomer on the node. You can't put a shomer on a person. And therefore, that's the chilek. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. You can't even put a shomer on a node. Maskav lar misharshi, arvech, arvetzarech. Right? Your guard needs a guard. Maybe he's going to fall asleep. Maybe he's not going to be so careful. Elam arava. Okay, fine. Shema mace, lo chashinan, shema yamus tanoihi. We're not worried about shema mace because it's a cheskes chayin. That's our Mishnah. Shema yamus, that is a machlokes tanoi. Good. Hashaleh chatos v'midin etzayam v'chulu. If somebody sends their chatos, we can assume they're still alive. Ask the Gemara, chatos? Is that very specific? You could have said any carbon. Saying chatos leads to problems. V'ha be'ina smicha. Don't you need smicha? The Bailam has to lean on the animal with all their might and to say vidui. The vidui of the chatos of the sin and the vidui of the ola, or even shlamim we've mentioned, the Rambam says, say divrei shevach. But what about smicha? You can't do smicha. And Rashi notes here, the Gemara elsewhere, there's no smicha when it comes to a shliach. Shliach is excluded, even though shlichos is usually the rule, but here there isn't. Rashi says, yado velo yad bino, yado velo yad shlucho. You can't do it through a shliach. Aye, so what about here? And Tosas points out on the top line, even though smicha is not ma'akev, if you did it without smicha, then the carbon is still kosher, but we wouldn't do something lechadchila without smicha. Avagad the smicha lo ma'akva, mikol makom main lasos below smicha lechadchila. So I ask the Gemara, how can we say that this, we're going to allow this to be performed without him there? Amar of Yosef, you're right, you got to figure out two ways where there is no smicha. Bekarbon nashim, the carbon of women, we know women are excluded from smicha, b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael, Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, right, they are excluded. For a papa amar b'chatas ha'of. What about a chatas ha'of? You don't do smicha on a chatas ha'of. So those are the two examples. We find cases where there is no smicha. Stop there for a moment. The Minchas Chinuch talks about smicha at length in the first carbon, because that's where you can talk about smicha. Carbon Ola, which is the first carbon in Parshas Vayikra. And he brings up some classic Minchas Chinuch questions. And he says, first of all, we know women generally are allowed to do, generally, not always, are allowed to do mitzvos that they're pturos from. Right? There's no downside. But the shaila is, can they do smicha? Why? Because smicha has a risk. What's the risk? Or I should just say, what's the counter pressure? Hishtamshus bibale chayim. You're not allowed to make use of any animal that's a karban, unless it's l'tzorech ha-karban. That's the isra me'ila. And here, it's supporting you. When I do smicha, I am leaning on it. So if I have a chiv to do smicha, fine. But what about a woman? If a woman wants to do smicha, can she do smicha? Says the Minchas Chinuch, v'hineim isha samcha imalkin osam milav delo sa'avod bibachar eino barur. It's not clear whether she's going to violate the iser of using a carbon. De efshar, possible, kivan sha'atorah hitira b'feirish kanavod bekadshim. Really, there's a heter of smicha for men, v'imot nashimi b'nei Yisrael, somchim below b'nos Yisrael, and then women are excluded. So when women are excluded, do they go back to the original Isser? This is what's called ahadri li'isur kama. Tosis and Beis Yudbeis, that's who made this, has the big discussion of this, because you have step one, you have an Isser of using karbanas. Step two, you have the heter of smicha. Step three, you have the women are excluded from that heter. So does that mean the women are back to step one? And therefore there's the regular Isser with Malkus, or no? The women are also excluded from the Yikr. It's step three. It's not step one. And therefore, even if it might be Usser, or not a good idea, we wouldn't give them Malkus. And he says, V'inyin ahadre, the Minchas Chinuch says, this idea of ahadre l'surakama, he iyun amok. This is a deep idea, and I'm not going to get totally into it, into it now. And he calls it out anyone. Any other case where the Rabbanan patterned you from smicha. So he talks about the that. There's a Rashi in Erevin, Daf Nun, that says you make a bracha on smicha. Make a bracha on smicha, birchas ha-mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't bring a bracha, but he also quotes that machlokes. Okay. That is smicha. So the Gemara now says vitzricha. You need all the cases of the Mishnah about cheskas chayim. You need the three cases. You need it by get, and truma, and kachim. Why all three? Vitzricha. Diyesh minan get, mishum delo efshar. As we said, get, you have to assume cheskas chayim, because you don't have a choice. You don't want to leave the women agunos. Aval truma de efshar. By truma, it's possible to eat chulin. Say malo. Just assume that he died. Let make her eat chulin. V'yashmina, and that's what Kamash Balan, no, she could still eat Truma. V'yashmina and Truma, the Zidman de Loefshar. By Truma, sometimes there is no other food. Truma is much cheaper, because the demand is much less, only for Kohanim. Aval Chatas Ha'of, but Chatas, question whether you have this gear, so our mission just said Chatas. Chatas, Misveka Lolea Chulin Lazara, but by Chatas, Misafek, maybe we shouldn't bring Chulin Lazara, maybe the guy died. Higher standard by Kachim. Tzricha. That's why you need to say all three. Tosfos asks here, Tosfos aval, v'yim tomar, chatas. Chatas ha'of is always baal safek. What are we nervous about? So chatas ha'of is always baal safek. So Tosfos says, v'yish lomar, the adam atzmo, bidinu shemevi ala safek, they lift their atzmo. Tosfos has a chiddush gadol. Chatas ha'of could only be brought by the person himself. Aval hacha l'shliach en lahavi chulun lazar misafek. Right? It can't be done through a shliach. Only through the person himself. There's a question the Achronim also deal with, just to mention the question, and that is, what's the havamina here? What's the chshat? The person died? If the person died, and therefore what? If the owner died, do we call this chulun bazara? This isn't chulun. This is one of the chatos mesos. Chatos mesos still has kedusha, doesn't it? Sounds like from this Gemara, the Gemara jumps to call the Chatos Mesos Chulin Ba'azara. Even though you have to let it die in the field. You can't just take it, it's not Chulin. So you have to say somehow that it's Chulin Ba'azara Lagabe Hakrava. Even though it's not Chulin Ba'azara inherently. Lagabe Hakrava, it's like Chulin, because you're not allowed to be Makrivit. But it's not Mamish Chulin Ba'azara, because it's still a carbon. Chatos Shemesu Ba'aleha. Okay, Shlosha Dvarim, next Mishnah. Shlosha Dvarim, Amar Reb Elazar ben Parta, Lepnei Chachamim, V'kimu Az Dvarav. Three things he said, and they listened to him. Al Ir, Shekifu HaKarkom, other Chashos, a city that was surrounded by an enemy. V'alasvina HaMutrefes Bayam, and a boat that is being thrown about in the sea, but Rashi says, Adayin Lotava. It has not overturned yet. Fala yotze lidon, or somebody's going out to be judged. Shehein b'cheskas kayamim. All those cases, you assume the person's still alive. But one step further, aval ir shekavshua karkum, a city that the walls have already been breached. V'svina she'avda bayam, and a svina that has been lost at sea. What does lost mean? So do the contrast from Rashi. It's overturned. It's tava. The Rambam here has a different description. The Rambam says the navigating tools have been broken and don't work. The oars. The Rambam goes anyway. The Rambam says you are subject to the whims of the sea. You have no way to control. That's what the Rambam says avda means here. Not dafka. Maybe the Rambam says you overturned, then for sure, nothing to talk about. But even if you're still on the boat, and there's a storm, but you have no oars, you have no sails, you have no way to control, that's avda. Machlokas Rashi Rambam, what it means. V'hayotze leharig, or someone who already has a psak din to be killed, and he's being led out to the gallows. Nosen aleim chumre chayim v'chumre mesim. That you don't know, so you have to give him the chumres both ways. V'as Yisrael lekohen, u'bas kohen liyisrael lo tocha b'truma. Either way, they cannot eat truma, because you don't know what the state of their husband is in. Good. Gemara. There's a Chashuke Chemen on this Rambam, but we will continue. Just to mention the question. We can't go through it totally, because we have to just finish the Gemara. He has a case of if somebody is in a storm and they lost Shlita, they lost control over their car, and they're sliding all over the place. Do you bench Gomel? A, probably yes. But do you say Sha'asa li neis b'makom hazeh? That's the next Shiloh. Do you need an actual something against the rules of nature? Or, like this Rambam says, it's still called avda if you can't control the steering. That's the Rambam. That's exactly the case that he talks about. Okay, Amar of Yosef, Lo Shanu Ela Bebezen Shal Yisrael. When do we say this? When do we say that somebody's going out to be killed? You still give him the Chumre Chayim also. That's by a Jewish court. Why? Because maybe they found something, a schus, right? The mitzvah of Itzilu Eida, all the way until the end. Av Bezen Shal Ovdei Gachavim, but the Bezen of a non-Jewish court, Kiva De Gomer Le Dina Lektala Mikdal Katzlile. We don't assume there's going to be another try, another schus brought. Another appeal. Amar le Abaya, Bezin shalav de gochavim nami de makabli shochta. What do you mean? They could also take bribes. So why should you assume vada that the person died? Amar le kishakli mekami delachton persi shanmag. They take bribes before the parsi shanmag. What does that mean? Rashi says it means the verdict. Psak din. Tosfos says it means parsi shanmag is the name of like the head judge. Once he signs, there's no more taking bribes. Meaning, you can take bribes up until a point. Labasar de mechtam, persi shan maglo shakli. And there's no more bribes after that. Period. Meisvei, is this really true? Kalmakom, the Mishnah says in Makkos. Kalmakom shiamdu shnayim v'yomru, midanano zesh ploni, shenig martinam bezen shal ploni. Remember, somebody comes, two people come to court and say, so-and-so had a psak din in the other court. Midanano zesh ploni, shenig martinam bezen shal ploni. Uploni ploni eidam hareze yeharig. If two people come to court and they say that so-and-so had a psak din in the other court, you kill this person. I may be in the other court. Maybe there was a schus that was found on the way out. How do you know? So Gemara says, Dilma bo reach shayini. If somebody ran away, there was obviously no schus going on. And he was not confident, and that's why you can assume in that case that he is chayiv. Tashma, Shama mi bezen shal Yisrael, have you heard from a Jewish court? Shal Yomrim ish ploni meis ish ploni nerag. A person died or was killed. Yasiu asishto. You can marry off his wife. Mikom nantrisin shalov dekochavim. But if you hear it from the non-Jewish executioners, ishponi meis, ishponi nerag, ah, yasiu asishto. So what's the chilek? So my meis and my nerag. What's the difference between meis and nerag? Ilema meis mamish, v'nerag nerag mamish. If you say actually the person died and was killed, dichvase gabi ov dekochavim, and you're telling me that the non-Jews would not be believed in this case? Why not? Am I, al yasiu asishto. Why wouldn't his wife be able to remarry? Hakai malan to come siach lefitumo hemuni mehemnile. If anybody's mesiach lefitumo is saying something that we don't exactly know that we're relying on them, they don't know that we're relying on them, so they're believed. Even a non-Jew in certain contexts. So here, why wouldn't they be believed if they actually said that the guy died? El alav. Rather, what must it mean? Meis yotze lamus neharag yotze leharig. And that's the chilek, vikatani, and it says here, bebezen shel Yisrael, yasiu asishto. And it says in a Jewish court, you allow the guy to get, the woman to get married. But what do you mean? I thought by a Jewish court, we're always choshesh. Rav Yosef said that maybe there was a schus found. It says the Gemara, la'ola meis mamish v'nerag mamish, really means actual. Utaka amrit, tichvasek abi obdek ochavim, my love, akai malon, to call me siach levituma hemune mehemni. We said they should be believed even by the non-Jews. No. We would believe the non-Jew Mesiach Lefitumo if he has no vested interest. And therefore, it's just some talking. But here he has a vested interest. Why? Rashi says, Mispa'arim Shahar Gobadin. They're proud that they brought justice, that they got this Jew that was Chayimisa. Avdilach Zuki Shikrayu. So then there's a reason that they would lie. Even if it didn't actually happen, and therefore we have to not trust them in that case. But really, Rav Yosef Shita holds up Lamaskana. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem will continue. B'Hashem in Kol HaGet in the coming days.